The following is an arrival address given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 3, 1975 in Dallas, Texas.
This Dallas Temple, Dallas, this educational institution, must be unique in the world, because nobody is interested to give their children a spiritual education. When I first attempted to start this movement from India, I approached many friends that we have got 4 children or 5 children. Give me 1 child. I shall train him as Brahman, as Vishnu. Nobody agreed. Everyone said, Swamiji, what is the benefit by becoming Brahman? After all, he has to struggle for existence. Nobody cares for Brahman. That is also fact. Nobody is nowadays interested about the Brahmin culture. We are trying to push this Brahminical culture within the demonic culture. It is a very difficult task. But still, by grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are more or less successful. I am very glad to see your temple was here, not only here, everywhere. So, you American boys and girls, you are fortunate that this movement is started from America, and some of you are taking seriously, trying to help me. I am very much obliged to you. So, keep this standard as you are now keeping. Then things will go automatically. And one day people will understand in the history that this movement was for saving the human society. That day will come. So, I am very much pleased to see the atmosphere here. Education means Krishna consciousness. That is education. It simply, we understand that Krishna is the Supreme Person. He is great. And we are all subordinate. So our duty is to serve Krishna. These two lines, if you understand, they are very important. If you simply learn how to worship Krishna, how to please Him, how to dress Him nicely, how to give Him nice foodstuff, how to decorate Him with ornaments and flowers, how to offer our respectful obeisances unto Him, how to chant His name. In this way, if you simply think, without any so-called education, we become the perfect person within the universe. This is the one. Doesn't require ABCD education. It requires simply change our consciousness. So if these children and they taught from the very beginning of their life, we had the opportunity of being trained up by our parents like this. Many saintly persons used to visit my father's house. My father was Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava, and he wanted me to become a Vaishnava. Whenever some saintly person would come, he would ask me, please bless my son that he can become a servant of Radhani. That was his prayer. He never prayed for anything. And he gave me the desire how to play Milanga. My mother was, again, there were two teachers, one for teaching medicine and one for teaching me Milanga. So the one teacher was waiting and the other teacher was teaching me how to play Milanga. So my mother would be angry. Hey, what is this nonsense you are teaching Milanga? What do you do with Milanga? But my father wanted that I should be a great Milanga player in future. Therefore, I am very much indebted to my father and I have dedicated my book, Krishna book, to him. He wanted me to be preacher of Bhagavatam, Swara Bhagavatam, and player of Milanga, and to become servant of Radha. So every parent should think like that. Otherwise one should not become father and mother. That is the intention of the Shastra. There is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, Pita nasasyat, janani nasasyat, guru nasasyat, sajano nasasyat. In this way, the conclusion is, nama chayya samapirka mrittam. If one is unable to rescue his disciple from the imminent danger of death, he should not become a guru. One should not become father or mother if he cannot do so. In this way, no friend, no relatives, no father, no. If one cannot teach his other part to how to save from the clutches of death, that education is wanting throughout the whole world. And simple thing is that one can avoid this entanglement of birth, death, old age and disease simply by becoming Krishna conscious. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Dharma Karmam. If one can simply understand what I am, why do I come here in this material world? What is my duty? What duty I perform? These two, three things, if one understands that Krishna comes for this purpose, he is like this, then the result will be tatta deham. We have to live out this body. That's a fact. But this person who has understood Krishna, he is not coming back again to accept another. Saptadeham, punarjanmane. Mamay, if he does not take birth again, so does he become zero? Sunnavadi? No. money. He enters into my family. Krishna's family, Krishna in Vrindavan, and get a great family. He has got his father, he has got his mother, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj. He has got so many friends, families and thousands. Boyfriend, girlfriend, the trees, the plants, the flowers, the fruits, the land, the water, the cows, the calves. He is surrounded by a great family. He is not a single person. Suppose if we say, now the president is coming. The president means he is not only coming alone. He is coming with secretaries, his ministers, his military secretary, and so many other people, some soldiers and bodyguards. He is not alone. So, if a material president insignificant is always surrounded by his associates, so the Supreme Being, how he is associated with his surroundings, you can just imagine. He cannot be alone. That is Krishna. Krishna is not zero. Sunnavadi, as he says, everything zero. Or Nirvishesha, everything like a star. No. He is individual, person. And he says in the Bhagavad Gita, in the second chapter, my dear Arjuna, you are a person, me, I am also a person, and all these soldiers and kings who are assembled here, they are also persons. So don't think that we are not person in the past, and we are not person at present, and in future also we shall not become person. We are all person, eternally person. And whenever there is person, there is associate, there is family, there is exchange of love. That is Krishna consciousness. So, this Krishna consciousness movement means to become trained up sufficiently how to enter Krishna's great family. In Krishna's family there is no sannyas. Have you seen any sannyas in Vrindavan? But yeah, at least in the book. Sannyas means to make this material life sannyas. Nama, this, Rinam, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, Rinam, his material family life. He had a nice wife, a young wife, and he was a young man, 24 years old. And he had a very affectionate mother. He had a very good position in the society, Nimai Pandit. Yesterday, you saw one play, Kashyantari. So you are so influential that simply by his calling, hundreds and thousands of men immediately join to go to the Chantari house to perform kirtan. So just imagine what was his social position. So popular, leader. He had very good position as a learned scholar, was known as Nimai Pandit. Beautiful, very beautiful body, Gaur Sundar. Very beautiful wife, very honored Brahman, Jagannath Mishra's son, grandson of Milan Chakravarti, very social aristocratic position. But still, he gave up everything. That means that material, although he had nothing material, but to show us the material things should be renounced, that is sannyas. And enter into the spiritual family of Krishna. Tatka deham punarjananaiti mam. He does not become again entangled in this material varieties of life. In material world, there is also variety, but that is false. This morning we are discussing this point, marriage. In the marriage, there is a show of false water, and the animal runs after it. But there is no water. Finally, he becomes more thirsty, and it is desert, he falls down and dies. So the material world means we are running after false friends. But don't think that there is no real family life. There is real family. That is Krishna's real family, eternal family, blissful family. So this Krishna consciousness movement means to train up people to be detached from this false family, and to enter into the real family. Not that if I give up this false family, I become Jew. No. There is no such disappointment. The other philosophers, they simply, they are like Buddha philosophers. Their philosophy is finished, nirvana. People are not interested to finish only. They want that what is the positive gain. So, generally, people are attached to this Buddhist and Mahavali philosophy. Therefore, they feel hopelessness. On account of future hopelessness, they become more attached to the false family. But our philosophy is not like that. Our philosophy is that you become detached to this false family and enter into the real family. So, these children, produce children. As much as you can train to become eternally family members of Krishna. That is spiritual contrast. Don't produce children like cats and dogs. This is all. If you can produce Krishna conscious children, produce 100 children, there is no option. But if you cannot do that, then either don't produce children or produce children as much as you can. This is Krishna philosophy. Our philosophy is not simply negation, it is positive. General people, they are unnecessarily producing children, they cannot marry. So they are adopting so many sinful activities, so much so that they are now killing their own child within the womb and becoming implicated in sinful activities and prolong the life in this material world very miserably. Just see the miserable condition of the child, baby in the home. See, it is in the mother's home, and the mother at the advice of the doctor is killed. Why? Because that child, now this child, he did it. He killed so many other children in his previous life. Now he will. Not only in one home, but he will enter another home, he will be killed. As many children as came, you will kill. But they do not know. They do not know this. Blind, murals, how nature's law is going on, how tit for tat is going on, they do not know. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is to give them right knowledge and become free from all sinful life. So long there is sinful life, you cannot be allowed to enter into Krishna's family. That is not allowed. Jīśāmantamatam tu pāpam janānām sunnakarmānām te dandamaha nirmukta vajante mām vajante. To avoid sinful life, we are giving you prescription. No illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, no. Avoid the sinful life and make your children Krishna conscious purely, then you can produce hundreds of children. There is no objection.